Economic Development for Central Oregon hires a new business development manager. Nate Leah Broughton will take over for Eric Strobel. Leah Broughton, a Bend native, attended Bend High School, graduated from the University of Oregon. He's worked in venture capital and was a financial manager with the Bank of America Merrill Lynch in Portland. He says he's excited to help local companies grow.
I think that Bend, its history has come from tourism, and primarily tourism, and then lumber if you go far enough back. And I think it's going through a transformation, and I think the timing is actually good. I mean, with the general economy down, it's time for change, I think, in some areas. And I think, as I mentioned, some of the entrepreneurial activities that are going on, I think that's just one exciting area where those changes are happening.
More than 60 candidates from 12 states applied for that EDCO post. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says it would have been nice to have both the Lead Man and the Iron Man triathlons come to Central Oregon. Supporters of the Iron Man backed off last week after Lead Man organizers objected to an event on or near the same weekend as their event. Unger believes the area could have supported both races.
Maybe there was a way that we could have had a win-win.
I would like to have seen us be able to have both. That would put us on the map. I think the challenge with Ironman is that there's a lot of volunteers needed, but the state thought this was important to the state. The Oregon Sports Authority was on board, so that would be something they would bring to the table, would be a lot of volunteers from across the strait. And what wouldn't be better than to come over here like the pole, pedal, paddle, and to be able to watch a great event like the Ironman Man with all the contestants running through. I think volunteers wouldn't be that hard to overcome.
The Ironman draws about 2,500 athletes. The commissioner was yesterday's guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. The Lapine City Council approves the hiring of Steve Hassan as the new city manager. Council put their stamp of approval on that contract at last night's meeting. Hassan, the current planning director in Kuna, Idaho, will start work February 21st. He takes over for interim city manager Rick Allen, who's served in the temporary post since June of 2010. The Bend DMV will stay at its current location on the north side. That means they now have to get permission from lawmakers to do the necessary upgrades to the building and the parking lot. Agency spokesman David Thompson says they need to do about $1.5 million worth of work, and they'll have to shut down the offices during that process.
There are some issues to deal with in the future, but we've decided to stay there and make that work for the citizens of Bend.
And we don't know when that might be happening with them kind of moving out for a little bit.
No, it's any sort of capital expenditure requires the okay from the legislature, so we actually have to go to the legislature and ask permission to follow this course.
Thompson says they spent a lot of time comparing the cost of improving the existing building or moving to another space, and this was the best option. People who were a force in changing the DMV's mind on a Brookswood Plaza location applaud the agency's decision to stay put. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Homeowners in the nearby residential area aggressively fought plans to put the DMV near them. Spokesman Joe Mansfield, who was a leader in the fight, says the DMV made the right decision.
I think the location's great. It's very centrally located. It's easy to get to. I've talked to people over the last year or two, and everyone I've ever spoken to that's utilized the DMV has found the parking to be ample and the facility to be adequate. So it's been a real head-scratcher why they ever wanted to move out of there in the first place.
The state will have to spend $1.5 million to renovate the building and parking lot. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
And State Representative Bill Kennemer says it's not just people who develop an addiction to the Oregon Lottery.
We ought to think about the implications of addicting 67,000 Oregonians more thoroughly than we currently do, and maybe we need to acknowledge the Oregon Legislature is also addicted to the Oregon Lottery.
Kennemer wants to change that, but his bill as written may make the state liable for curing individual addiction. The bill has been sent to a work group for some refinements. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. We'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.